This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to the second hour of Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is Jeannie Lester. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building. We're in downtown Manchester, right at 814 Elm Street. If you haven't had lunch yet, you can come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can watch the show. I'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to Food for Thought with Carol and like us on Facebook. And soon on our Facebook page and our upcoming new website, foodforthoughtnh.com, we'll be having some prizes to win, you know, trivia questions for you to answer through Facebook and the website. So stay tuned for that. But like us in the meantime so that you'll get the info when it starts. So welcome back to the second hour. Here we are.
We are.
And you know what? Like I told you when we went to break earlier, Dad has been home. He had a small surgery a couple weeks ago, so he's been recuperating, which has been extremely difficult for my dad to be home.
I bet.
When I talked to him today, I said, Dad, if you'd like to call in, so I'm you know, it's giving him something to do, I'm sure. Dad, are you there?
I am here, looking out the window.
Looking out the window.
How are you doing?
Doing very well today, especially the day is a beauty, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
I had to let the dog out, or let the dog in, so I do hear a lot. And I could see the driver was cleared all the way down to my cobblestone. So that's one heck of a good sign.
It is a good sign. I think it's starting to melt.
Yeah, No, it's the same old story. I guess you don't tell me about myself, but the surgery I had, you don't feel good in the morning, you don't feel good late at night, but during the rest of the day, you feel pretty darn good.
Good.
That's when you think you can do anything, but you shouldn't.
Right. You learned that last week, Dad.
Yeah, I learned it last week, all right. I won't do that again.
Now there
you go. I sit for an hour and I walk around the house for an hour. Not an hour, 10, 15 minutes. Perfect. You know, it gets everything moving again, you know?
Right. And take it easy and, you know that.
Yep.
All right. So Diane's
here taking good care of me. Sometimes I get a little hard. I know I am, but she's patient.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. And we don't have a whole lot of time, but do you have a recipe or a tip you want to share with us?
Yeah, no, I have a recipe. How's that?
Oh, good, good.
I'm surprised you remember, Carol. This little tidbit, I thought it was a little tidbit, more than a tidbit. It was a very, very meal that we used a lot at Belmont Restaurant years ago. It's called the hot chicken sandwich.
Ooh.
And, you know, to make it the real right way, and this is what I have. You're going to need 4 good-sized chicken breasts boned in with the bone. Cost less. You know, like $1.60, $1.70 a pound, you're into it.
Right.
And now you put them in a pot, and I cover the chicken about an inch over with water. And to that, you're going to add 5 tablespoons of salt and stir. And the reason you're doing that, you want to make a marinade. It's something like doing when we do our roasted chicken. And you refrigerate that for about 2 hours. When you're ready for that, you take it out, you discard that, just rinse it out in plain water. What you took out is no good, it's just the salty water. And you put it in a pot with a little bit of chopped onion and pepper, and chopped parsley, I'm a parsley nut. And you cook that on a top burner, you know, rapid boil, bring them down to a nice simmer that you can control. And so you can thicken it using a roux, which is nothing but flour and melted butter. That's what you, how you make a nice roux that thickens, a thickening agent. And with the roux, when it comes to boil, add a little at a time. Just add a little time so you know your consistency is going to be right. And when your consistency is right, if you overshoot, just add a little light cream. I want to try to add a little bit of light cream. It makes the gravy just like velvety rich, you know, without adding too many calories to it. And keep that on your stove on low. Take your chicken apart. Nice white meat. It won't take you long. All you have is 4 doubles. you know, discard the bones, of course, make sure there's no bones in the product. And I usually use, I like it today, it's a healthy way to do it. I use fresh wheat bread on the lighter side. And I put two slices on Catty Corner, and on top of that, I put my white meat, spread it out a little bit, and now you take off your beautiful gravy you just made yourself. And on the sides, I like fresh carrots, a baked potato. And the very important thing at Belmont Restaurant was the cranberry sauce.
Yes.
Don't forget the cranberry sauce.
I totally 100%, 300% right? agree. Yes.
And I'm telling you, now you have one good old-fashioned meal that isn't even going to cost too much. And this meal right here should easily serve three or four people.
And then don't you need a gravy on that too, Dad?
Probably. Yeah, the gravy you made. Remember?
Oh, okay.
Put on top of your stove for 30 minutes. Let it cool. That's your deboning. Then strain your broth. Now you have it. Oh, that's right. I went right by that. Yeah, you strain your broth, and that's how you make your gravy.
There
adding
you
your flour.
Oh, well, that sounds, you know, and that sounds like a nice, you know, homemade family
that's,
style
kind of, exactly,
you know,
right.
Perfect for this time
exactly.
of year meal. So,
right,
yeah.
Right,
oh,
right.
My gosh.
It
sounds
yeah.
delicious.
Yeah, because you're making, you don't have to use chicken broth in a can. You made your own when you cooked that broth.
Exactly.
That
so you
want
to use it and then, right, exactly.
As soon as that brings to the boil, let it down a little bit and add your roux, which is flour and melted butter. And stir it together and add a little at a time.
And that
and
we're
there.
Gets it thick. There you go.
Yep, that's there.
Well, good. Well, Dad, hopefully, well, you know, we're not sure if you're going to be back in next week. We'll have to wait and see.
No, I don't know if it'll be next week. I'm pretty sure it'll be the week after. But
there
I
you
can
go.
Always call in the dessert something. Next week.
There you go. Say, so, well, you know, think up a recipe
make,
and
make
I'll put you
week.
In my queue.
Yeah, I have it in line, so that'll be good for next week.
All right. Good.
Okay?
Perfect. All right, Dad.
All right.
Well, go
good.
Back and rest.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Yep,
see you
bye.
Later. Bye. He's so bored, the poor thing. It's so sad.
Well,
oh my
see,
goodness.
We get to benefit from his
I know,
time by
I know.
Getting some good recipes.
I know. So there we go. You're listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building, and the green room is packed. There is some folks from
all over the place, because you are right.
There
is
some folks from the Radisson here, where we have Chef Rob Clough here from the Radisson, and I see Maureen out there, and then there's some people from the Manchester Community Music School, and there's this great event coming up on March 19th, Dancing with the Stars. So stay tuned, and you're going to hear all about it. We'll be right back.
For Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back, Food for Thought. It is like a lot of hustle and bustle here, isn't there,
Jeannie? It is. There is just so much going on. It's like a giant party that goes on and on and on.
There is. I mean, the green room's packed and we have food again.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
It's rare that we get food twice in one day.
It is.
I mean, two chefs in one day. I don't know how we did that. But you're listening to Food for Thought, and we are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, downtown Manchester. And come on down, watch the show. And there is going to be a... Well, I want to welcome, first of all, the Manchester Community Music School. There's a representative from there, Karen Tebenhoff, and also Maureen Bowman, who is from the Radisson, director of sales and marketing over at the Radisson. So so welcome both of you. Maureen, did you want to introduce Karen?
Sure.
Or
well, hi.
You know, let's, okay, so there's an event coming on March 19th.
Yes.
And it's Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
When I heard this, I was like, this is so cool. Now, is this the first time that you do this?
It is our third year doing this event.
Third year.
And the music school, this is our largest fundraiser of the year. And we have some fabulous local stars who have dedicated their time to learning how to dance. Most of them are learning from scratch with professional dancers.
That's the best part. They're learning
yeah,
from scratch.
They
because,
are. It's really
you know, then it's
going to
be even.
Well, most of them. Some of them have a little bit of background, but most of them are newbies. And they are giving us their time, and I should let you know who those stars are.
Yes, I'd love to hear of it.
We have Heather Ramsey from Sojourn Partners, Gray Chynoweth from Silver Tech. blanking right
now. Chef Nicole.
Chef Nicole from T-Bones and Cactus Jack, right? And Mike Reed from Stebbins Real Estate. So they have all graciously agreed to learn how to dance and put themselves out there to help us raise money for, as I said, our largest fundraiser of the year, which goes to tuition assistance for kids to take music lessons.
That is fantastic. Yeah. So let's talk a little, you know, for people out there that are hearing, you know, you're from Manchester Community Music School. What exactly is that and what exactly do you do? Like, young kids, you know, what is the...
Sure. We have lessons, classes, and a lot of outreach for people of all ages. So we literally have toddler, mommy and me type classes, and we have students in their 80s and 90s. So it goes the gamut. We hold classes and lessons on site at our Upper Elm Street address, 2291 Elm Street. But we also go out into the community and do a lot of community events. We work with hospitals, nursing homes, and others. So we're out and about, but also offering lessons at our location.
Very nice. Now, when you say that the, you know, the celebrity dancers, well, the local celebrity dancers, they're dancing with a professional. So someone from one of the ballrooms? Or?
Right. So the Royal Palace Dance Studio is our partner for this, and they have a male and female dancer who are dancing with each of our stars. And we have two males and two females, so it works out very nicely, guys against the girls.
So when you say they've been preparing for this, how long have they been preparing for this? I'm just curious.
Yes. Most of them came on board about in January, so really only for like the last month. There are so month and a half.
Still.
So they are working really hard, and they're in the dance studio several days a week right now, and they're looking great. I've seen pictures, I've heard stories, and they're looking great.
I'm friends with Chef Nicole on Facebook, so I've been kind of watching a little bit. She's been posting things here and there, and it's quite cute.
They're doing amazing work.
I love that they're not only putting themselves out there, and really, I mean, you've got to have a good sense of fun. Mm-hmm. And a good sense of community also to be doing something. I mean, it is fun and it's something everybody recognizes and you know it's going to bring that attention in. But then to be doing that to help other people and to help fund the arts, anything, you know, involved in the arts. It's just a good correlation. But were there any that were a little bit hesitant to do it?
You know, Chef Nicole attended last year, and last year she was so enthused, she kind of almost volunteered right then and there to come on and be one of our dancers this year. So she was on board pretty quickly. As Heather, this was a dream come true for her. The guys took a little bit more convincing, but they both were very willing volunteers, and they're all doing a terrific job so far.
Good for them.
Fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I noticed, too, that the theme is, you know, Dancing with the Stars senior prom.
Yes.
So how did you come up with that?
Well, we have a committee who works on the details for the gala. We started throwing out ideas, and one thought we had was, wouldn't it be fun to take everybody back to their senior prom year and let them pick a song that was popular during their senior prom year? And so coincidentally, I believe all four of them have chose a very Latin inspired song, so it's going to be a very energetic, fun, upbeat evening.
Oh my god, I'm getting tickets because I'm not going
to
miss this.
I definitely need to get tickets.
Fantastic. So how do people get tickets?
Yeah.
And where is it at? And how they may go about getting tickets.
So to get tickets, go on to our website, which is mcmusicschool.org. And there's a link right off of our homepage to buy your tickets. And that's the quickest and easiest way. People who aren't online can call us at 644-4548. And the event is March 19th at the Radisson.
And it's at the Radisson. That's mm-hmm. probably an important facet to this event.
Absolutely.
For which we are going to talk with Maureen next, but we are going to first go on a short break. You are listening to Food for Thought live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, talking about an upcoming event, March 19th, Dancing with the Stars. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Maybe that's going to be the kind of music they're going to have at the senior prom, right?
Well, It makes me feel like dancing, but I'm feeling like I'm not sure.
This is like ballroom dancing.
Yeah,
I think
but
so.
That's not the kind of music we had at the senior prom, was it?
Yeah, no, I guess not. Maybe my dad.
I was going to say, my dad might be.
Welcome back to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And like I said, we have, I think this is the most people that have been in the studio.
Yes, I think
at
so.
Once. Yep, I think so. So we have some representatives from the Manchester Community Music School, as well as some people from the Radisson right here, our neighbors, just two buildings down. So welcome. And we just were talking with Karen from Manchester Community Music School about the event, the Dancing with the Stars event that's going to be held March 19th. And then, of course, you know, people go to these events at night. They need to have food. So, and, you know, we thought we'd tie that in, of course, with Food for Thought. So we invited Chef Robert Clough, who is the executive chef over at the Radisson Hotel. Welcome to Food for Thought.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice that you're here. So that evening, you know, we have so much food right here sitting, and food and drinks, I might add, like in fancy glasses and everything they brought for Food for Thought. Isn't that lovely?
It is. It's beautiful.
it's a visual stunner as well as, we can smell the food and
I know. It looks beautiful. I can't wait to find out what these are. So Chef, what are you preparing for that night? What can people expect?
Just because you want to know so bad what those are, I'm going to save those for last.
Gee, thanks. I like this guy.
Yes, I figured.
So we're going to start off with something that's more recognizable right over here, with the prosciutto-wrapped grilled asparagus with a balsamic drizzle.
Whoa, that's not really recognizable to me.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not sure.
It's kind of an oldie but a goodie, yes. So I'm bringing it back.
It looks delicious.
Because you're too young, Carol. That's what it is.
I'm not too young, trust me. That looks delicious.
Over here we have a...
So Chef, is this what people are going to expect that night?
Yes.
Is this like the Absolutely. Kinds of hors d'oeuvres that they're going to be getting that evening? Very
Absolutely.
Nice. So continue.
Next we have a pepper seared tenderloin over horseradish mayo and blue cheese snowflakes.
That's good. That was a good.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually a Berkshire blue cheese, which is a local blue cheese. We freeze it and shave it down so it looks like snowflakes.
I love it. Blue cheese snowflakes.
Blue cheese snowflakes.
That's the first time.
And I love horseradish.
Yeah.
So that all together.
It's one goodness. It's one incredible bite right there. Over to this side here, actually parked on the Himalayan sea salt. Just still.
I know. Listeners, listen. You know.
Screaming hot.
Right? Do you want to explain it?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
So
she's dying over there.
I am, because he brought in these, what I thought at first were marble slabs. I mean, and at that, they'd be beautiful. And then I thought, well, he's placing food on them, and you can kind of tell it's not really marble. I'm like, oh, it must be ice, which doesn't make sense because the food that's there is obviously supposed to be hot. But I've never seen anything like that. It is visually, again, it's just beautiful, the Himalayan. So what are you calling that other than Himalayan sea salt? Because that's not the same thing that's,
this
coarsely.
Is that, which is still in its brick form,
okay.
And literally heated in the oven.
So you made that in a brick, like in a square form, just heated it up in the oven?
I think it comes like that, Jeannie.
It does? Okay, well, I'm like, you said that's literally that. I'm like, really? So I can
you know
make
what?
This? I can shake a bunch of these at home.
I even knew that.
That is the byproduct of this.
I'm impressed. That's how the salt comes.
Only because I've seen them at the cooking store.
Yes.
That's the only
whole,
reason. Maybe
big,
once
yeah.
I've seen
marble.
Them actually yeah. just like that.
Are you going to buy
but,
some now?
But you know what? When I saw, I almost touched it too. I thought it was cold too.
I did say they're screaming hot, right?
Makes sense.
Yeah. You
did say
several
that.
Times.
And that's when you scared me.
The towel's
so.
Under the shed was yeah. burning your counter.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That was, right. You've given us several hints. It doesn't mean we're not going to touch them.
Okay.
It just
now
like
I'm
that,
dying
that
to touch
Don't touch the red button. Don't touch the red button.
Right.
Don't touch the red button. finally, over here we have a mushroom arancini.
Ooh.
Yes.
Say it again.
I love
arancini.
Arancini, yeah.
Or arancini. local mushrooms. Porcinis aren't quite in season yet. They're coming around in the next couple of weeks. But for this event, for this particular day, I used a local mushroom that comes out of Tamworth, New Hampshire. Fresh herbs, a little sherry wine, and our risotto, and fried it. We have a zesty pomodoro.
Have you ever had an arancini?
No, ma'am.
you're going to die.
Wow.
That
this
is so good.
Well, this will be a first. This is going
so
to be
good.
A Wednesday that will go down
so
in infamy.
Good. Yeah,
and just because you wanted to know what these are so bad, that's why I said
no.
I
it was actually these.
Oh, you did,
Rob. Yes,
my mistake.
Yeah.
So this is actually a local apple and parsnip crisp. I take apples and parsnips and cook them down together,
nice.
A little fall spices, and wrap it in a wonton skin and fry it. And I have a maple creme fraiche. little chive.
Oh, nice.
For
dipping.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. So that is like, that's like a dessert then?
No.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
It's actually a little sweet, but more savory.
Okay.
And it has a, your sweet
okay,
cream.
Even I knew that, Carl.
Wow. That just happened.
We go
but
back
yeah,
and
it
forth
is,
like that.
It's the apple kind of throws you off, but that, yeah, and then the maple creme fraiche, but it does, it all makes sense to blend with that.
Well, you know what I was thinking about, because Chef Patrick was just here, and he had those butter, he had shortbread cookies made with thyme and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just kind of thinking like that.
We're blurring the lines, right?
We are. Yeah. I know. So it's kind of cool.
Sweet and savory. So there's a little sampling of what what's going to be featured that evening.
Well, listeners, you you know, you need to get on down to the senior prom, Dancing with the Stars. There's going to be some local celebrities that are going to be dancing with professional ballroom dancers, and there's even official judges. I know a couple of them. Actually, I know all of them. Yeah. Oh my goodness, that's going to be good. Katie McQuaid and Kathy Schmidt and Joe Riley. So it's going to be March 19th. It's from 5 to 9, and it's going to be held at the Radisson Hotel. And you can get tickets at ManchesterCommunityMusicSchool.org. And so let's talk about these. I mean, because you also brought drinks. So what are these cocktails that you have sitting on our counter?
I'll speak to that, Carol.
Okay, this is Maureen.
At the Radisson, as you know, we're one of New Hampshire's premier destinations for large groups and banquets. And what we try to do is really tailor the event with our food and beverage offerings based on the demographics and the ethnicity of some of the groups. So we really look at the groups and develop these cocktails, signature cocktails, to invite some curiosity to the attendees. And here we have a samba, which is one of the famous dances. And it's made with peach vodka, triple sec, cranberry, and fresh lime juice, and it's garnished with a fresh peach slice.
Beautiful.
And the other one is called the King and Queen, and it's made with Hypnotic Harmony and Malibu rum and pineapple juice, and garnished with a cherry and orange slice. So,
those look gorgeous. So these are some of the cocktails that are going to be highlighted that evening.
Absolutely, amongst
nice.
A few others.
So when you have a function, you're saying that you kind of cater to that particular function? Is that what you're...
We do. For example, last week we had a shoe show in, and we had a drink called the Stiletto, and we offer that in our JD's Tavern and often for the banquets as well. And we have another group coming up, a candy expo, and we're doing a blow pop martini, a Milky Way drink, and a Snickers bar. Martini.
Oh, so, no, wait, Candy Expo?
Candy Expo. Coming up March 20 and 21.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. That's just the day after the Dancing with the Stars event. So
you can go
to Dancing with the Stars, and you can go to the candy event. Oh, my goodness.
You can just stay for the weekend, stay overnight.
So candy event, like just all different kinds of like
candy
like
vendors.
Local vendors, or is it just all around?
New England.
Wow. That's interesting. That's interesting. And I do have to say, Chef Robert, this arancini is probably the best arancini I've ever had.
Right.
It is delicious with the marinara. I mean, marinara, is that right? Is that what that is?
Pomodoro.
Okay, and that is different.
A little.
What is the difference again? Because I forgot.
This is more of a traditional tomato sauce.
Right, just tomatoes, right? Versus...
Yeah, a little herb, red wine.
And then what is the difference between that and the marinara?
Marinara's got more spice to it and a little more vegetable.
So this is just a little more like straight tomatoes. Okay, gotcha.
A little more traditional.
All right, a little bit more traditional. Okay. So, Maureen, Maureen's like giving me the drink. I'm going to taste it. Go ahead,
Gave
Jeannie.
Her the king and queen.
I know.
It
I wonder
is.
Why.
They're just so, yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm a little nervous about that.
It's what's nice is that the plates of food, the drinks, everything just looks so festive and so cheerful and like you are at an event. You're doing something special that's out of the ordinary.
That is delicious. The king and queen.
Nice.
It's a. Will it be a martini?
Is that it is. It
so
is.
I'm just tasted the king and queen martini, and it's it passes my test.
Great.
Very nice.
Are you going to try that one? Oh, you're not going to try it?
Sure. No.
This is
have
the,
you,
the samba.
You be the comparison.
So I'm the drinker here, I guess.
And
that is delicious.
Well.
Oh my gosh, you know what? I was afraid it was going to be a little sweet, but it's not. It's perfect. It's very, very nice. Very, very good. Thank you. So is there anything else, Maureen, you want to tell people about the Radisson?
Just to come on and see the new renovations. We just finished up our guest room renovations. We have some beautiful new one-bedroom executive suites. They're gorgeous. Along with the spa within, which is a new entity on the third floor of the hotel. We also offer food and beverage service up there, and it's a full-service salon and spa owned and operated by Ian Dalton, and it's a great amenity for our guests. We have a full-time barber on staff there.
He's great.
Vinny.
Yeah.
Does gentleman services, close-edge shaves, shoe shines, men's haircuts, and pedicures, manicures, massages, couples massages, and hair care and skin care. So it's great. It's a great amenity. It overlooks the downtown area. It's beautiful. It's well lit at night, and come try it.
You sit in the pedicure chair and you overlook, you know, the park across the street. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It is. It's absolutely gorgeous. Well, thank you all for coming on Food for Thought and bringing this food. And again, Dancing with the Stars theme senior prom is going to be going on March 19th from 5 to 9 right here in Manchester at the Radisson Hotel. And you can get tickets again at manchestermusicschool.org. And I urge you to get out and get your tickets because you're going to have a great time. And it's going to be not only entertaining, but you're also going to eat very, very well. Chef Robert, we'll have to have you back so we can talk a little bit
yes,
more
please.
About what you do in the kitchen, etiquette.
Sure.
Well, I mean, we know you cook, but, you know, we can just talk a little bit more about your menus and such over at the Radisson would be great. So, you're listening to Food for Thought, and we're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester, and I would like to introduce our next guest, our next segment, I should say, Donna's Delights from down in Delaware. So, Donna, take it away.
You're listening to Donna's Delights.
Hi, this is Donna Earl Johnson, and I believe life is for living and food is for giving. On Donna's Delights, we take it from the fork to the cork. I'll be sharing my recipes, stories, and philosophies. So I hope you bring your appetite, because we're about to do this. King! The recipe for the week. I'm sold on tuna casserole. As a kid, my mom would make this on her Saturday nights for dinner. Now, Carol, this is not tuna tartare you were dining on in the Caymans, but it is comforting, quick, and oh so good. And I must admit, the only tuna that I ever ate growing up always came straight out of a can. I didn't have anything else until I was like in my 30s. Good old Charlie. So I called my mom and asked her for her Saturday night special. So here it goes. 3 cans of apple core tuna packed in water. 1 bag of egg noodles. My mom uses canned milk, but I said I'm going to use half and half. We use 1 cup of half and half and a half a cup of whole milk. Mommy stated she puts Old Bay in hers now. I had to stop her right in her tracks. When I was a child, all she put in it was salt and pepper. I went along with her. I said, okay, we're going to do this big pimp style, let's do it. I was like, hey, mommy, wouldn't some Old Bay chips be good on top and banging? She was like, yeah, okay, I guess. But I just use plain potato chips or crackers. I was like, well, this is my recipe, and I'm going to trust in Old Bay. I'm going to get me some Old Bay potato chips. And I'm so glad I did, because when I made this last Tuesday, my husband came in, and he said, what you cooking, ribs? I was like, no. If my tuna casserole smells like ribs, I must be on to something. Old Bay chips it is from now on. You'll need 1 stick of butter melted. You'll need 2 cups of grated white cheddar cheese, 1/2 teaspoon of dill, 1 tablespoon of Old Bay seasoning, salt and pepper to taste, 2/3 cups of Old Bay potato chips crumpled, and 1/4 cup of grated Asiago cheese. If you don't have Asiago, you can use Parmesan cheese like mommy. Cook your egg noodles, drain your egg noodles, place in a casserole dish. You're going to drain the water off your tuna, and you're going to put it in a bowl. Pour your milk, butter, seasonings, and cheddar cheese in your bowl with tuna. Mix well. Pour over your noodles. Stir that together. You're going to sprinkle that Asiago and potato chips all over the top of your casserole. Bake at 350 for 1 hour till done. I found Nemo in a bowl. So I got to thinking, wouldn't this be good with some lobster instead of tuna? So, Carol, for Food for Thoughts on The Pulse live streaming at WTPLFM.com, can you send me a couple lobsters? Because down here, all I'm catching is Charlie in a can.
Food for healing.
Food for healing. Baking soda. Who wants some of the fresh mouth? I want some of the fresh mouth. If baking soda can keep my cake in the fridge from not smelling like beef stew that I put in there last week, then it must help with my breath from smelling like a landfill on a hot summer day. And have my teeth looking like fresh falling snow in the Alps and not like downtown New York snow, okay? I started brushing my teeth with baking soda, and it's cheap. I can get 2 boxes for $1. And especially when all you do with toothpaste is put it in your mouth, brush, and spit it out. You can't even swallow it. Now, that's crazy. We buy toothpaste that clearly says, do not swallow this product, but yet we already have it in our mouths. That ain't right. And it's high. At least baking soda is edible. My grandmother used to eat baking soda all the time, straight out the box. And her teeth were white, and her breath never stank. So I brush my teeth with baking soda. About 1 tablespoon I put in my hand, plop it in my mouth, and I brush my teeth for 2 minutes. And then sometimes I'll take some peroxide with my baking soda and brush my choppers to get them gleaming white so that I don't have the yuck mouth. And FYI, make sure you brush your tongue. Your tongue should never look like you've been eating powdered donuts for 6 months. That's just nasty, it ain't right, and it's plain funky. Chill. I got a dentist appointment next week, and I hope and pray the fruit of my labor pays off. King.
You're listening to Donna's Delights.
You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol on The Pulse, live streaming at WTPLFM.com.
I can make that at home. I can make that at home.
One of my favorite brunch spots is in Philly. Good food on a Sunday morning is worth getting out of bed. Oh, yes. And all you can eat, too, is like eating grilled government cheese. Got me drooling. Well, this place has all kinds of goodness. I walk up and down that buffet aisle like I'm guarding Buckingham Palace. I was putting this and putting that on my plate, just getting it in. And they had this curvy chicken salad that made me want to slap my mama's mama. I was like, I got to make this at home so I can get somebody to slap me, but not too hard, okay? So you'll need 6 chicken breasts. I marinate mine in some grape wine. Put that in a crock pot with a little salt and pepper. And to my delight, this chicken salad turned out all right. I went to the store and got me some Jamaican curry powder. Yeah, man. Wine with me. You'll need 2 tablespoons of that. You'll need a 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt and 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder and 1/4 teaspoon of onion powder. Theirs had grapes in it, but I didn't put grapes in mine. When you use grapes, sometimes the grapes make the salad watery. So I used 1/2 cup of chopped golden delicious apples, 1/4 cup of dates chopped and pitted, 1/4 cup of dried cranberries, and 1/4 cup of pecans chopped. I used 1/2 cup of chopped celery. I used 1/2 cup of salad dressing and 1/2 cup of plain Greek yogurt. 1 teaspoon of lemon juice. I mixed it all up well. I put it on a crescent roll, maybe a little lettuce. Crank up me some Bob Marley or Shabba, and I goes in. Well, that's all the time I have for now, so join me next week on Donna's Delights. And remember, life is for living and food is for giving.
That was nice recipes from Donna and her trips to the store. She's so funny.
Yeah, she is funny. Absolutely. She puts a lot of personality into her cooking.
Unbelievable. Good old Donna. Wait till she comes here live when she comes to visit New Hampshire.
Yes, yikes. She will take New Hampshire by storm.
I think so. Sure. I'll be anxious for that. But we were spoiled today.
Yeah.
All this food yes, we were eating.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I'm glad I didn't eat lunch. Phew.
Of all days for us to have gone, of course, and had this great meal at the diner, then we come in and,
of course,
we made room to enjoy all of the wonderful things that were brought to us today. But, yeah, it's been neat just to look at the presentation again of the food and the way that things are done. Just it's the attention to details that also builds that expectation that you know you're going to be biting into something fantastic.
That's true. And that and his like his flowers, too. Yeah. You know, he had his flowers.
And, yes. You know, food with flowers on it. And, you know, you can find them pretty easily, edible flowers to adorn your dishes.
I've seen them at Fresh Market.
Yeah.
Have you ever actually eaten one?
I have not.
I haven't either.
No.
I just, you know, when I look at the flower, I just kind of, I'm not too sure.
Yes.
But They say they're edible. I guess they must be pretty good. I don't know.
I know. I think it's more like, you know, that if you're going to put it on top of a cake or dessert or whatever you're putting it on, you know, you're not worried that it's going to contaminate anyone with something they can't eat. I'm not sure that it's meant to be part of the flavor that complements everything.
True.
But, you know, you never know. So, yes, it's we've talked about dancing and learning to dance and just putting yourself out there for a good cause. Is that something, Carol, that you would ever try? Is to be coached? Now, are you a good dancer as you sit there right now?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you? Do you know how to dance? Like,
I have taken ballroom dancing lessons.
You
before.
Have.
I
so
have.
You do know what to do. You don't
well,
just get out there
that
and turn
mean
in a circle.
I know how to do it. I know the box step, you know, boom, boom, boom. Well, see, I don't even remember it, actually. I don't even remember it.
That was impressive with your hands.
With my hands.
but I mean, so many people, all they know is to, and I'm not knocking, I'm one of those people. All I can do is get out there on the floor and kind of turn in a circle. But to know the steps to any dance that is supposed to be structured would be not only fun, but, you know, and again, then to put yourself out there as these folks are doing for a good cause is
amazing.
Commendable. And to have that short a time
no kidding.
To learn it. When you took ballroom dancing, did you learn fairly quickly?
I did it years ago mm-hmm. for a period of time. And it was funny because we did it with another couple, my friend June, who
yes,
you met.
Okay, yes.
June and her husband Dennis. Okay, this is a great story. So, you know, we had done it to begin with, and then we invited them to come. Mm-hmm. So, all right, four of us. You know, it'll be like a Wednesday. I don't remember what night it was. We'll say it was a Wednesday night, you know. And I think it was fairly early, and then we go to dinner after and, you know, talk about the night. And, oh, my goodness. I think June and Dennis mm-hmm. almost got separated during this whole thing because it just was not good. I'm teasing, but
yes,
serious.
Yes.
Teasing, but serious.
Yeah.
They fought. So bad.
Oh, my goodness.
He was saying that she was leading. She's saying he's leading, which he's supposed to lead.
Yeah.
And it was, so I ended up dancing with Dennis,
okay.
her Dennis.
Yeah.
And she ended up dancing with mine.
Okay.
So, but, you know, when you are in lessons like that, because it was a big group lesson, so there's quite a few people, you don't just dance with your partner. You do, you know, you kind of switch off. And it was very fun. We had a really good time. And then Daryl and I, a few months ago, my friend Shonda over at the Chamber, her and her husband Stan had invited us to do some dance lessons with them at the Royal Palace that they were talking about today.
Okay.
And so we went. We went to the, because Shonda's daughter is getting married. So as the mom and dad, they want to do a dance.
Right.
And I'm
right.
sure, I know what they have up their sleeve. I am sure that they are going to be doing this crazy dance. You know, like how now you hear of these receptions that all of a sudden people just
take
get up and just
storm.
Start.
Right. Yes, it's like a flash.
I'm
yeah.
sure that she's planning something like that. I can't wait. So, but we went to one lesson.
Yeah.
And you know, it was the time of year that Daryl was just so busy with work. And you know, it was like a, you know, because you know, when you plan a, you know, Wednesday, I think it was like Wednesday at 6. Mm-hmm. And you know, he works crazy hours. And you know, when he works. He can't just say, I got to leave because I have a dance lesson. So it just seemed like the next, we did that one night and then the following week couldn't make it, you know, and then we were trying to reschedule it, but then it was hard for them and because it was kind of last minute for Daryl. So we ended up stopping dance lessons, Daryl and I, but,
okay.
but I have done it, you know, and it's fun. I'll be very anxious to go and watch.
And it's one thing to do the dance lessons because you want to be able to do the right thing when you're out there on the
yes.
floor. It's another thing to do the dance lessons and then know that you're going to be judged.
No kidding.
As a newbie.
Holy crap. I'd be tripping. And you know that.
And even if you did it perfectly for the, you know, 8 weeks leading up to the event that night.
Of course, you're going to trip.
Nerves are going to, yeah.
I would fall on my face. Could you imagine?
Oh, I know.
And you know, you have to wear heels too.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. They have those special, but that kind of, I think usually you get them that strap around your ankle so you're not going to worry that they're going to fall off.
Right. But still. But
all I can picture is a Tanya Harding moment though. My shoe broke. Can I do it over?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I think you were.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was just.
I go to these odd little places in my mind. Here's another one. Now that we've had this great savory you know, food, I am in the mood for something kind of fruity, and for some reason I'm craving orange. Well, you've got an orange sitting right in front of us. No, I don't want an orange. I want something refreshing.
This is
that's
the
an
best
orange juice drink.
This is a cutie. And they are so good.
You know, and I didn't believe the marketing when they first came out. And they're like, oh, they're so easy to peel and your kids will love them and they'll be devils if you don't take, you know, whatever. Well, I bought my son Dustin loves oranges and will eat like three in a sitting. And when I get the little ones like that, the cuties or whatever they are, halos, cuties. Say all the same thing.
True.
He will. He says, and I got the regular oranges like when I was a kid. And he got
with the
so
thick
mad.
Skin.
Yes.
I'm like,
well,
thick
that's,
they were.
You're supposed to have to work for your orange. And so he kept peeling it and he's working on it. And he goes, Mom, this is not the way to eat an orange.
This one? The
no,
cuties?
Oh, the big one.
Oh,
the big
ones.
Ones
right,
like from my generation.
Right. But you know what I do have to say about the cuties? You have to get them, you know, in season because they are only in season. You can't get them year round. They don't taste good. Because I've done that. Because I do like these better.
Yeah.
This is like a really good one, I can tell. And I can tell Jeannie's salivating. I'm going to give her my cutie.
I'm going to fight over it.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, listeners, that's the end of another Food for Thought. And tomorrow, Linda is back. Linda Ditch is back from Kansas. So I can't wait. We're going to hear about her culinary experience on her cruise from a few weeks ago. She had laryngitis. And then we're going to hear from Congdon's Donuts. And then we're going to hear from James Van Praagh. He is going to be playing at the Palace Theater.